khakis disappear behind me in the past. Leaving's always hard, never know when I'll be back. Got a memory of you like a picture in my heart. And when I need it most, I can go to where you are. Mesa gold in your eyes when you turn to me and smile like a rock. Your love is just that strong. Madre linda, I promise you I won't be long. Everything is new. Some things are just worth holding tight on to, like the faith you have in me and all my silly dreams. You never let me down, always there lifting me. Mesa gold
That's Tia McGrath with Mesa Gold from her most recent album, Crazy Beautiful. And Tia is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. How are you doing, Tia?
I'm doing great, Jan. Great to be here.
Great to talk to you. Now, I gather you're just about to head off on one of your trips. And one of the things I know about you and your music is you are always on the go with your partner, Tommy Parham. I guess that's the whole thing when you're really trying to break in to folk and country music.
That's absolutely correct. We are independent artists. Our little Bandana Records is our own label, and we just keep on keeping on, and we're just really excited about everything that's happened with this album, Crazy Beautiful. We released it in 2015, and it's been a year of just doors opening and all kinds of amazing things, and so when we get a chance to just get up and get down the road and play for a new audience, or go back and play for an audience we already have and grow on that audience, whether it be in England or the States or Canada, we just take the opportunity and just keep on, you know?
I gather you're, I think, heading down into the U.S. Not only are you heading back to Nashville, where I know you like to do writing and performing, but I think you're also going to be heading down to Tampa, and you've got a special event taking place down there.
Yeah, earlier this year, Tommy and I had the opportunity to write the Tampa Bay Rays infield song with our friend Dwayne Statz, who is the Fox commentator for the Tampa Bay Rays. And they loved the song so much that, and the recording that Tommy and I did, that they use it regularly as their infield song. And out of that came the opportunity for me to go down this week and perform the American National Anthem. So it's going to be really cool. And while we're there, we get to hear our song being played over the video. And so it's kind of, we're very diverse. And then we head to Nashville. We're doing some writing there. Of course, Tommy and I lived in Nashville for a number of years. So every time we get to go back and perform or do some songwriting, we're happy to do that and excited about that.
And I think you're also heading on to Austin after that, because I know you've recorded in Austin as well, isn't that right?
Yeah, actually, we started the Crazy Beautiful album in Austin, and we had some of the players from Asleep at the Wheel on it. And so it's been opening some doors there, and one of them is called SWRFA, which is a conference where all the folk festivals from all across Texas are there, and we've been chosen to showcase for them. And so we're going to be doing that and then just basically getting to meet them and hopefully out of that will come a lot of festivals for 2017 down in Texas.
Now, you also spend a lot of time in the UK these days.
That's right. We were there again for a month in May this year. And 2017, we're looking at two tours already, one for February and March and then going back in May. And in fact, this week, really excited. We just got word that we have, and we just read the article in R2 magazine over there, a brilliant article and review on Crazy Beautiful. And so we've been getting a lot of great press over there, a lot of great reviews, and it's opening doors. And every time we go back, our fans, you know, they're so loyal, you know that. And it's a really neat part of what we do is getting to go back over to the UK and watch that whole thing expand and grow.
That certainly must be pretty exciting for you. It's always tricky, you know, when you've been doing so well with the Crazy Beautiful album, to ask the question, which we have to ask, is when are you likely to have some new material?
I know, and that is a great question, because we've been writing, but right now we've been writing for a film opportunity that we have in L.A., and so we've been frantically writing for that, hoping that will come through for us. And that's kind of a very specific type of song that they're looking for. But out of that has come some neat ideas towards the next album as well, kind of a retro thing. So, you know, Tommy and I are always writing, and we're hoping that December, January, we'll have some time to sit down in our studio and start putting together the next project and release something later in 2017.
Now, talking of retro, you've just released a new video for one of the songs from the Crazy Beautiful album. That's Wing Walker. We're going to play that track at the end of this interview. But you had a pretty neat opportunity in that you managed to create a video with the Royal Canadian Air Force Museum, didn't you?
Well, what a blessing and opportunity this was. We were doing a benefit concert down at the Dunville War Museum. And we walked in, and there was this old 1940s Wing Walker plane. And this Dunville War Museum, I suggest anyone who's in Southern Ontario, if you can get a chance to go visit it, it's just incredible. It's one of the hidden gems of Ontario. So Peter Gay, the curator, said, if you ever want to film a video in here for your song Wing Walker, you know, you feel free to use this plane. And so we took him up on the opportunity. And it is beautiful. It's just a really stunning video, and we're getting a lot of attention with that. And at the same time, we released Wing Walker as a single to Canadian Country Radio. So it's doing very well for us up here right now.
When are we likely to see you on tour in Canada? Do you have any dates planned over the coming months?
Yes, absolutely. October 15th, Tommy and I are going to be at the Port Stanley Festival Theater doing our own concert there. And you can get all the information on their website and tickets as well, the Port Stanley Festival Theater. And then the week later, on Saturday, October 22nd, we're going to be at Mackenzie Hall in Windsor. And again, that's our own concert, and really, really thrilled about that. I've heard Mackenzie Hall is just beautiful. So that is Saturday, October 22nd.
Well, look, it's always great to talk to you. I'm going to let you introduce Wing Walker, which, as you mentioned, is the new single that you've just released from the Crazy Beautiful album. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that, Tia?
Go to my website, which is tiamcgraff.com, and McGraff is spelled M-C-G-R-A-F-F, as in Frank. And or you can also find me on Facebook, and you can also, you know, send me messages there or post for us. And you can buy our CDs through our website or through cdbaby.com. This is Tia McGraff, and you're listening to my brand new single, which is being played on country radio all across Canada, called Wing Walker.
And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
There's something about the rush when your heart says risk it all, and every choice you make may be your last mistake. Can't worry about the fall. Think I was born to break every law of gravity on a wing and on a prayer. My heart up in the air, living crazy, wild and free. Ground just yet, been as close as I could get. Any moment I might falter. I'm a wing walker on the edge without a net. So can you take me as I am? Trust me with your love. Don't even stop to think. Let me lead you to the brink. Do you feel that safe enough? On the edge without an end. In a moment I might falter. I'm a wing walker on the edge without an end.